our Reedley City Council to order. We'll have the invocation by Dale Freeman, who is our chaplain for the Reedley Police Department, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance from our Councilman Pete Chavez. Would you all rise with me, please?
Let's bow in a word of prayer this morning, this evening. Heavenly Father, we acknowledge that you are the one who blesses in so many ways. What a privilege we have as a community with the opportunities to be involved in doing our part in plan and making decisions that may make a difference in this community of Reedley. To make it a better and a friendlier place, Lord, we just lift it up to you. For these here in the council room, for those in leadership, we just ask your blessing upon them. At this time of year, Lord, we're proud to be able to say that Reedley has not forgotten the reason for the season. Amen. And we thank you for the gift that you gave of yourself at Christmas time. May we share our faith and our hope and our love with those who may not be so blessed to do so in their daily lives. Oh Lord, may your grace and your mercy be with us all during the holidays and continue to bless the rest of the year. And may you receive the honor and the glory. In your holy name we pray, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Everyone, please join the Reedley City Council in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May I have the roll call?
Councilmember Bett?
Yes.
Councilmember Bettencourt?
Here.
Councilmember Chavez?
Yes.
Councilmember Salino?
Here.
Mayor Fast?
Here. This evening we have a presentation of the introduction of some of our new firefighters. Chief Isaac, you can bring up your group.
Madam Mayor, members of the council, members of the public, Jerry Isaac, Fire Chief. It's an honor tonight to introduce 8 new City of Reedley firefighters. And if you guys would turn and face the council, I'll introduce you that way. And I'll go from your right to left. First is Christian Montemayor, Joe Montiel, Fabian Morales, Lionel Plata, that name may sound familiar, Cesar Gutierrez, Dylan Garrison, Marco Solis, and Johnny Torres.
Great.
These guys started the process back in June and were part of a physical agility test and also some oral interviews that took place, and they succeeded in passing that. And then they went through the normal pre-employment process and entered into the Reedley Fire Department Academy, where they spent quite a bit of time learning the ropes, and we finally turned them loose 1st of November to start responding to calls. So I'll just pick out a couple of these guys. Fabian Morales, the third from your right, has some experience in firefighting with the Orange Cove Fire Protection District. He is also currently employed as an EMT with Sequoia Safety Council. Next to him, Lionel Plata comes to us as a seasoned firefighter. He is employed with CAL FIRE, with the Madera Mariposa Merced unit stationed in Las Banas. So he brings with him a lot of good experience as well. And I'd like to point out also that second from your right, Joe Montiel, Cesar Gutierrez, raise your hand, and Marco Solis are products of our Fire Explorer program. Mm-hmm. They have been in the program for a couple of 3 years already and have got to the point where they are full-fledged firefighters now. So the program is very successful in bringing our local youth into the city of Reedley. And it's just an honor, again, to introduce these folks to you. They have stepped up and are willing to serve our community. So thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome.
I've seen you a lot, man. Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Oh, we should have had good luck.
Welcome.
Welcome. It's nice to meet you.
Look forward to seeing you guys.
Thank you. Welcome.
Can I take your hand? No? Welcome. Yeah.
I'm always excited when I hear and see the explorers come on as full-time staff, because I've seen many of those guys there at different events and helping with the fire department behind the scenes, and now to see them be an active part and they're old enough now to participate as a full-time, that's great. So that's exciting. The next item is public comment. Provides an opportunity for members of the public to address the city council on items of interest to the public within the council's jurisdiction and which are not already on the agenda this evening. It is a policy of the council not to answer questions impromptu. Concerns or complaints will be referred to the city manager's office. Speakers should limit their comments to not more than 3 minutes. No more than 10 minutes per issue will be allowed. For items which are on the agenda this evening, members of the public will be provided an opportunity to address the council as each item is brought up for discussion. Is there any public comment this evening? Good evening, Don.
Good evening, City Council. Don Barcelos from Valentino's Italian Restaurant. I just came to give you some information about a fundraiser Valentino's is doing for our Police Officers Association. They're trying to gather funds for their canine unit. As all of you know, Valentino's is partnering with them for February 10th, which is the Sunday prior to Valentine's Day. We are doing a lunch or dinner option. We're going to open for this event. It's going to be a fundraiser for them. You get to choose your entree, your time of day you'd like to attend, and I had Sylvia pass that out to you so you guys can be aware of what's going on for the police department. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Don. That's great. Any other public comment? Miss Sherry.
Sherry Wiedenhofer from Mennonite Central Committee. I woke up this morning, woke up thinking about the agenda tonight, went straight to my computer, and realized that this is sort of an opportunity, and I wanted to take it to say thank you, Mayor Fast, for your fine leadership and this council, who I appreciate so deeply. I mean, I could really get actually quite choked up about the things that have happened the last couple of years. And I just want to say thank you for believing in this community. I feel like what happens in our council, and Councilmember Beck, I'm just going to include you with the fine people I know. But I what I appreciate about this community is I really feel like it is selfless service that all you all contribute to our community. And we feel that value and we feel that care. And I just want to thank you for that leadership you provide for us, because you have confidence in who we are. Mm-hmm. We have confidence in who you are. And we've accomplished some extraordinary things. I think especially in the last couple of years with the restorative justice initiatives, I think of the adventures I've had with many of you, which I greatly appreciate. But I think that we all do it with the heart of the city in mind, and we are building a peaceful community here. So I appreciate working with the chief and law enforcement and the city in countless ways. But I just want to say thank you to this particular council and the things that we've accomplished in the last 3 years. I could do an hour and a half presentation with song and dance and all kinds of stuff, but I just am going to leave it at that. So thank you for your fine and good and faithful service to us. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Any other public comment this evening? Seeing none, we'll move on to the next section. Okay, this section is the certification of the election results and the city council reorganization. And I'm going to turn this over to our fine city manager, Ms. Ziba, to kind of take us through what's going to happen now.
Thank you, Mayor, members of council. You'll notice our agenda tonight is relatively light, and that's because we really want to focus on the important thing happening tonight, and that is the certification of election results, 3 new council members, or rather 1 new council member, 2 returning, and also the rotation in seat of mayor and mayor pro tem. So I'd like to just announce to the public how this is going to look, because this is an event that only happens every 2 years, not a routine event. As you all know, Mr. Chavez will be leaving us tonight. It's his last night on council, so we do have a would like to start with an opportunity for Mr. Chavez to say a few words, and we in turn have a plaque we'd like to present to you. We do need you to remain on the dais through item number 3, and we do need your vote on that. That's the certification of election results. And then if you would be so kind as to remain on the dais through the administration of the oath of office to the 3 new council members, and the 3 council members, if you would come to the front of the dais for the oath of office, and that is all 3, even if you are currently sitting on the dais, we need you to renew the oath of office. Item 4B is the seating of newly elected council members. At that point, our newly elected council member, Mr. Rodriguez, we would ask him to come up to the dais and join us up here and take Mr. Chavez's seat, at which time Mr. Chavez will step down from the dais. And then we will, as a newly convened council with a new council member, go on to number 5, which is the rotation in mayor chairs and mayor pro tem chairs. We'll take a short recess at that point. We have some cake for refreshment, and then the new mayor will take his seat as we reconvene to go into our consent agenda.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Okay. At this time, I'd like to turn the meeting over to Councilman Chavez.
May I go up to?
You may.
A good friend of mine some years ago told me to, there's really not a, every time you give a speech, he said, just remember to speak from the heart. He said, that's the easiest way, that's the smoothest way, and that's what I'm going to try to do this evening. First and foremost, I want to give all praise and glory to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. His grace allows us to serve, which all of us to serve. I want to thank my family. My wife, Yolanda, we've been married for 36 years, and without her support, I certainly wouldn't have had the opportunity to serve. My sons, Vincent and Andrew, and they walked many precincts with me, as some of you might remember, had a very contested election, and my family was very supportive, and all of you were very supportive. Bob and Anita, Mary and Ray. Thank you guys very much. I want to thank the citizens of Reedley. I want to thank them for their support and their vote of confidence. 4 years, it seems like just yesterday. Seems like I went to bed, woke up, and 4 years were gone. The campaign, walking precincts, meeting people. I met a lot of you people by walking precincts and getting to know, and I when I talked to Mr. Rodriguez, I mentioned that. I said, you know, walk precincts. That's the way to, although I think he won without walking very many precincts. That's a testament to his abilities. Council members, I want to talk about each individual council member. First, Ray. Again, thank you for your support, Ray. Thank you for sharing your wisdom and your knowledge with me. Being a brand new council member, even though I had 13 years on the school board, certainly there was a lot to learn, and you shared a lot of your knowledge with me, and I really, really appreciate that, Ray. You're a true gentleman. Thank you, Ray. Bob and I met many moons ago. He was a detective for Reedley PD, and I was a detective for the sheriff's office, and we worked together, and Bob was always a friend, and when I went into politics, Bob was very supportive of me, and thank you, Bob. You're a true professional. Mary, our mayor, our leadership, thank you so much, Mary, for your support and your guidance, and above all, thank you for your leadership. Anita and I have served a lot of years together. We served on the school board together, and we served on the city council. And I'm going to say this about Anita. She's the closest thing to Mother Teresa that we have in the city of Reedley. Anita, thank you for your passion and your courage. Thank you for your friendship, Anita. Rick, congratulations, Rick, for your service, and best of luck. And as always, if I could be of assistance, I'm only a phone call away. Thank you. The city staff, Nicole, thank you so much, Nicole, for all that you've provided in a very short period of time. You were faced with a monumental task when you took that position, and you've handled it very well. Your professionalism, what can I say? You know, you're very professional, and you're hardworking and very dedicated. I know the best is yet to come from you. Sylvia always keeps us organized, and thank you for all that you do for each one of us. The most organized person that I know, and keeps us all organized. Thank you, Sylvia. All the department heads, there isn't a single one of you that I don't think that I went to that wasn't really quick to assist me with whatever I asked. Noe, Russ, Joe, Jerry, Joel, Kevin, and Paul, thank you guys very much for all that you've done for me, and you certainly have made my job easier, and I really appreciate it. And let's proceed. Thank you, guys.
Well, because I'm the mayor, I get to have the last word with you. I just wrote some notes, and again, from my heart. Hope I can get through this. Maybe I can't. Four and a half years ago, I had no idea who this Pete Chavez was. You know, there's some people that enter your life that you feel like you've just known them forever because you just click. Pete was one of those guys. I'm glad that I got the opportunity to serve on the council with you. I wasn't going to cry. Working on the district attorney staff for so many years gave you a great understanding and a lot of wisdom. And we as a council have leaned on you many times through difficult decisions when there were hard things that we had to decide on. You humbly contemplated those issues, then you asked really good searching questions to completely understand the situations. And I've learned so much from you. Thank you for stepping out to be on our council these last 4 years.
Thank you, Mary.
And Yolanda, thank you for allowing Pete time from home, away from home, to carry out these council responsibilities. I know how much time it takes. You will be missed, Pete, but I know you will volunteer in other ways here in Reedley. And I just like to personally say thank you for your service to our community.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you.
And I have a plaque for you.
Oh.
This says, to Pete Chavez, in recognition of your service to the community as a member of the Reedley City Council member from 2008 to 2012, and Mayor Pro Tem from 2008 to 2010. Presented by our Reedley City Council.
Thank you, Mary. Okay.
Would anyone else on the council like to say something regarding Pete? I didn't give you opportunity.
I also am very grateful and blessed to have worked with Pete, even when we were on the school board together. And I'll never forget that day you had to get your papers in. And it was meant to be. It really was. So, and thank you for knowing my heart and sharing with me a lot of things, and just for being a friend. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Anita?
Anytime you have an individual who comes to this position, and thinks not about himself, but why he was put in this position, and that's to take what's good for the city of Reedley. Mm-hmm. That's the important thing, and Pete Chavez has done that. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ray.
Pete, I've known you probably for over 30 years.
Yes, you have, Bob.
And had some good times working with you over those years. But I believe this last year has been my best. And I really appreciate all you did for me when I stepped up here. You were a mentor. And I'd like to just touch on something that Mary said. When I first met you, you were not a stranger. You were immediately someone that just, you touched people. You do that. You have that about you. And I appreciate that. And I look forward to seeing you around.
Yes, you will. You'll see me. Thank you, Bob.
And if I may also, Mayor and Council, sure, take an opportunity, I normally keep staff updates to the very end of the meeting, as you know. But Kevin knew how important this was for me, and it was important for me because this is your last meeting, so we wanted to announce before you had left the dais that as of 5 p.m. tonight, we got the general plan environmental report completed, and it is in the office. I know how important that was for you, and so we wanted to have it done before you left. So, thank you.
Okay, item 3 is to adopt the resolution number 2012-094. A resolution reciting the fact of the consolidated general municipal election held on the 6th day of November 2012, and declaring the result thereof and such other matters as are provided by law. And I'll turn this meeting over to the city clerk.
Actually, I think this one is simply the resolution. We simply need a first and a second to certify the election results that are in your packet, your binder. They've been provided to us by Brandy Orth, the county clerk. And so if we could have a motion and a second, then we will officially have a new council.
I'll make it.
Call for the question.
Councilmember Chavez.
Yes.
Councilmember Salino.
Yes.
Councilmember Beck.
Yes.
Councilmember Bettencourt.
Yes.
Mayor Fass.
Yes.
Very good.
Okay, item 4 is the administration of the oath of office to the newly elected council members. Now is the city...
Okay, so if we can please have Ms. Bettencourt, Mr. Beck, and Mr. Rodriguez join the city clerk in front of the dais. The city clerk will be asking you to take the official oath of office as required by state law.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. And look for the camera. I solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California against all foreign and domestic. Please repeat.
Do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California against all foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California.
That I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
That I take this obligation freely without mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I am about to enter.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I am about to enter.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And at this time, we'll move into the seating of the newly elected council members. So, Mr. Rodriguez, if you would be so kind as to come up to the dais and take your seat with the other four council members.
Thank you, sir.
Well,
once again.
Okay, next is item 5, the confirmation of the mayor and mayor pro tem per resolution number 2011-013. And I'm not quite sure what
okay,
to do.
Okay, so Madam Mayor, in this particular case, this particular city has a resolution that defines how the mayor and mayor pro tem are selected, and it's based on rotation of council districts. So there is no vote here. If you would please read item A for Mr. Beck and have Mr. Beck either confirm that or not, and then do the same with item B for Mr. Soleno.
Okay. Item A is a confirmation of acceptance to the position of mayor by Councilman Robert Beck.
I'd be honored.
Okay. And item B is the confirmation and acceptance to the position of mayor.
Well, in short, first of all, I want to thank the community for the privilege and the opportunity of serving on this council. Also, I want to pledge to the council that I'm here to work with you in the best interest of every citizen in the community of Reedley and also in the interest of our staff, because I think they're very critical to the success of the city. Reedley's a fine community. I love it. You know, we've been here 15 years, and we enjoy it. It's a small world. Talking to Bob, he worked with my late father-in-law. They taught class together at Reedley College when they were police work. Just talked to the attorney. He's acquainted with some of the attorneys that I worked with in the past. So, you know, it's just not, the world's not as big as it seems or it appears, because, you know, you just know a lot of people when you're in a profession that allows you and gives you the opportunity to do business. In closing, I would like to introduce my wife, Angelina Rodriguez. Okay, my strong supporter. Pete was talking about, see if I get this right, like 34, 35 years that he would be married. Well, we'll be celebrating with God's blessing our 40th in March. Mm-hmm. So I look forward to that. And again, I look forward to working with the council in the best interest of our community. And thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Thank you. Moving forward, the consent agenda. Consent agenda items are considered routine in nature and voted up on as one item. Under a consent agenda category, a recommended course of action for each item is made. Any council member may remove any item from the consent agenda in order to discuss and or change the recommended course of action. And the council can approve the remainder of the consent agenda. A council member's vote in favor of the consent agenda is considered and recorded as a separate affirmative vote in favor of each action listed. Motions in favor of the consent agenda are deemed to include a motion to waive the full reading of any ordinance on the consent agenda. For adoption of an ordinance, only those that have received a unanimous vote upon introduction are considered consent items. Anyone like to remove any of the items off the consent agenda?
Move to approve.
Second.
How about anyone from the public? Okay. I have a motion.
And a second.
Got a second? Call for the question.
Councilmember Cellino?
Yes.
Councilmember Betancourt?
Yes.
Councilmember Fast?
Yes.
Councilmember Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mayor Beck?
Yes. I wanted to vote third while ago. Administrative business. Authorize city manager to sign an agreement with Sierra View Homes for the use of the indoor pool. City manager?
Yes, I'll turn this item over to Joel Glick, who will take it from there.
Good evening, Mayor, members of the council. Joel Glick, Director of Community Services. I'm going to have Sarah Reed, our Community Service Superintendent, do the presentation on this item. Sarah?
Good evening, Mayor, members of the council. For the past 2 years, the city has held our aquatics program at the Reedley College Pool. With the announcement that the college pool was closing, this also affected the city's ability to do our swim lesson program there in the summer. With the passing of Measure K, there is a pool complex being built for the future, and this is very exciting. But in the meantime, there is still a need to continue teaching children how to swim. Sierra View Homes is willing to allow the city to utilize their indoor pool for 3 weeks during the summer to offer our swim lessons. The focus of our aquatics program would strictly be swim instruction. After meeting with representatives from Sierra View Home, the time period we have discussed to offer the swim lessons would not interfere with the use of the pool by their residents. Sunrise Kiwanis had agreed to make a donation to Sierra View Homes to cover the hard costs for the use of the pool for the swim lessons. There would be no charge to the city for the use of the pool. I would like to point out that Jenny Penner is here on behalf of Sierra View showing her support for this partnership, and we think it's an exciting opportunity to allow us to continue to teach these young kids how to swim. The recommendation by staff is to authorize the city manager to sign the agreement with Sierra View Homes. And at this time, I'll take any questions if you have them.
You know, I think this is going to be a great opportunity to keep those lessons for certain kids that need swim lessons. One of my concerns is that it's not so much a concern, but what I would like to do is, and I just talked to Mr. Glick, because people have asked since the bond was passed for a new pool, what is the city going to do with the existing city pool? Is it usable or is it going to be closed? And if you close it, what are the possibilities of what we're going to be using it for? What I would like to know is that, you know, some information so I can give to the public that asks those questions. Mm. Is it usable? And what kind of cost do we have if we were to bring it back online? There's some of those things that could be very beneficial to council if public mm-hmm. asked us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, and we get asked the same questions. At the commission level, they did bring it up a couple meetings ago. Okay. Can we start having a discussion about what's going to happen on the pool? Right. So I see there being discussion, but that's all. I know at this point.
Right, yeah, if the mayor and council remembers, we wanted to hold off a bit until we knew whether Measure K would pass. Because if Measure K did not pass, we knew we would have quite a substantial investment we would have to make into that facility. And it would be probably in the six-figure mark to get that pool facility back up and running. And then it does cost us close to the six-figure mark to run that pool for a season. So it was imperative that Measure K pass. Now that it has passed, we can strategically plan for that property. Joel and I discussed taking this forward to our development team and coming up with some options that we can present to council for the best use of that facility.
All right. So that's beneficial to us up here because questions are being asked. So. All right. Thank you.
I just have a comment. I think this is one of those situations where you see the private and the public sector merging together and helping each other. Mm-hmm. And as your former mayor, I had the opportunity to meet with other cities and discuss things about, you know, what's happening in their towns. And this is another prime example of
of the cooperation that you don't see in other cities. And I love Reedley because I see the people working together to help for a common good. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that. Thank you.
And I can't say enough about Sierra View's willingness to accommodate us. I mean, I called and they met with us right away. We're very excited, feel like it's a good thing for them also. Mm-hmm. To have the children coming in, their residents seeing us. They already had thought out where we were going to park and everything. So they have welcomed us with open arms. So it's been very nice.
And I can see you having a cheering section to watch.
We were just talking about that. She said, absolutely, great. I'm going to bring them to watch the kids. So they're going to enjoy it also, and that's great.
Yeah. So. I'd like to make a motion to approve this item.
We have a second.
Second.
Call for the question.
Councilmember Fast.
Yes.
Councilmember Betancourt.
Yes.
Councilmember Rodriguez.
Yes.
Councilmember Cellino.
Yes.
Mayor Beck.
Yes. Council reports. Let's start with Mr. Rodriguez.
No report today. Okay.
Ray?
Oh, just like to say that we really enjoyed that luncheon at the senior citizens at the recreation. Tonight, and it was amazing to listen to the music. The lunch was great. What I really enjoyed about the individuals that the birthdays were being celebrated, and one couple was asked, how long have you folks been celebrating their anniversary? How long have you been married? It's 65 years. Well, what do you attribute to that? And somebody at the back of the audience says, there's no guns at home. That was cute. But what I really want to say is, you know, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you and your family.
Yeah. I also went to the senior luncheon, and it was very, very nice. And I was like, a good way to thank them for all that they do for the community. They do a lot, and they were excited about having us there. They were really appreciative that we came. And I just like to say to everybody that voted for me, and thank you to everybody for having the faith and the trust to put me back up here again. I really appreciate it, and I look forward to, again, working with the staff again and for the city, and I'm just happy to be here. Thank you.
I also attended the Senior Volunteer Appreciation Luncheon today, and I appreciated the music. They had an accordion there, and that's one of my favorite type of music, and he was great. He had some electronic gizmo thing on some of his back side of the accordion, and it was really neat. But one of the things, Carol Martins was the MC, and she was listing off all the volunteers, and there were many, many volunteers. But the person who had volunteered the longest at the Reedley Community Center had volunteered for 28 years.
Wow.
So that's the kind of people we have being willing to serve in our city. And I thought, well, maybe someday I'll get to make that, catch up with her and make that mark. But anyway, it was a fun luncheon, great food, and wonderful people. Also attended Charlie Taguchi's funeral this last weekend, and he also was a council member on our council for, I think, over 25 years?
24 years.
24 years? Okay, Ray, I think, spent many years on the council with him. So that was he was a good guy, special guy. Also went to an open house for Henry Perea, who's our state assemblyman. And he had a fundraiser for the Marjorie Mason Center. So that was a nice event. Also attended a meeting kind of a committee meeting for the 100-year anniversary for the city of Reedley. And they're in the process of selling flags that are going to be flown along the main streets for this next year, and they're $150 a piece. And I'd like to encourage each of you on the council to buy your flag. And you can get those at the Chamber of Commerce. And our 100th year anniversary is actually this coming February, so it's coming up here pretty quick. So, and I think Don could help you with more information on that. Yeah.
Is deadline the 15th of January? You changed it from the... Okay.
They need to link in it for those businesses who had not decided, or individuals who want to get it for their family name.
Okay.
That's welcome.
All right.
As well.
Good.
And that's all that I had. Thank you.
I also attended the seniors' luncheon today. Had a great time. Accordion was great. Also attended the Farm Equipment Light Parade, which was a great effort by the city again. I thought it was a great turnout. Great turnout down there. I also would like to thank Chief. I'd like you to get a message to Cindy and thank her. Just to let you know, Thursday in my district, we will be having our first neighborhood watch. And it has been dead in that neighborhood for many years in District 3. We have not had any neighborhood, and we've got our first meeting Thursday. So we're showing some progress, and I've got some people interested in the neighborhood there. And just something I didn't get to do was thank Sierra View Home for the swimming pool. I didn't even know they had an indoor pool there. And I'm going, these guys can find anything, you know. The staff, they just get after it. Joel, Sarah, great job. I don't have anything else. To you, City Manager, staff reports.
Yes, sir. I do have a few updates for council. I will let you know that I did speak with the superintendent today about the progress in Measure K and the pool complex. They have interviewed architects for design, et cetera, of the complex, and they're charging forward very quickly. And so they're looking at probably a 14 to 18 month timeline, which means we won't have to wait as long as initially expected before we have a pool complex. That also begets the need to remove the buses from the high school complex. And so we're working fast and furious on the CVTC site as well, so that they will have a place for those buses. So that will be coming, and we'll provide more information relatively soon. I do want to let the council know that our first meeting in January 8th, we will be bringing an item to refresh our list of the committees that the various council members sit on. Mm-hmm. And at that time, we'll be able to decide if we want to change assignments, maintain assignments, all sorts of good things. So do plan on that, and we'll try to get you some information in advance. We have a general plan committee meeting in January, and as a refresher, the general plan committee is both the planning commission and the city council sitting together as one body. With my announcement tonight, we're ready to move forward in looking at the general plan and moving that forward for adoption. So we want to get the committee together so we can explain where we are in the process and what's left to be done and what's been going on with the environmental review in that general plan. So we intend to do that joint meeting in January as well so that we can move that forward relatively quickly. As well, in January, we're going to ask Scott to come back and do a little refresher training that he did for us last year on the Brown Act, ethics, just the very brief training that he did. I think it's a wise thing to do once a year because the laws do change. So we want to make sure we're up to date and in compliance with Brown Act and all of those good things. And then lastly for me, and it's not that much of a positive, but you all may have been getting comments about water bills and how much they've gone up. I'll remind the council that in October, a rate increase went up. That wasn't that dramatic. However, in December, we went over to actual water use formula rather than averaging water usage. And so the two together, for some customers, they've seen quite an increase in water bills. If you do have anybody that thinks their water bill is out of line, please have them contact the city, Russ, myself, somebody in water, and we'd be glad to send some staff over to take a look to see if there's something wrong with their meter, because in some cases there really is a problem with the meter, and we need to fix that so they're not overbilled. So, any staff updates tonight? All right. Well, thank you, Mayor.
So, could I just ask a question? The last meeting of this month is we're going dark, unless an emergency comes up.
Yes, sir. Sorry, I should announce that. We are, the next meeting will be January 8th. We are dark on Christmas.
All right. Yeah. Is there no further business? Adjourned for the night. Thank you. Right.